just in time for kickoff. Hooters' famous saucy wings, delicious seafood, half-pound stacked burgers, and fresh chopped salads. Hooters is honored to serve the Tampa Bay community with delicious take-home and a great place to watch the game with friends and family. Providing that famous neighborhood hospitality only Hooters can deliver. Hooters, proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for locations near you.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Let me put my readers on since we're going to look at some player data here. It's episode 15. Thanks to Hooters, we will provide 55 minimum episodes for season 7 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thanks also to Bill Curry Ford for writing the checks to winners of the podcast leagues. Email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. I'm on social media at ToddWright2121 on Twitter, ToddWright2121 on Instagram, and you can find me on Facebook. It's simply a personal page that I use. I'm Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Let's talk about some player data from one of my favorite places online, and it is a free service. Granted, there's a lot of paid services from this particular online destination. It's called fantasyfootballcalculator.com. But for a number of years now, I have quoted them here on this podcast, especially when we're leading up to the beginning of the season, leading up to fantasy drafts. And honestly, it is usually one of the things that I have open and am scrolling live during my own personal fantasy football drafts when I'm trying to evaluate a large opinion on best player available. Sort of like, did you watch the recent NHL draft? Okay, maybe a bad example, but I like Megan Chyka. She helps me out with my hockey analysis as it relates to some things, and as I've learned way more than I want to know about the salary cap and various clauses in hockey contracts. So ESPN used Megan to continually update best available. You would commonly know this from NFL drafts as what Mel Kiper thought. I saw some other draft recently where there was a best available board. So I sort of use this to scroll beyond whatever and put whatever is the highest player not drafted in my draft at the top, and everything else beyond that is eliminated from the screen. So, Fantasy Football Calculator, if you don't know it, and again, there are a lot of paid services there, which we don't like, but they provide this free service where you can set up scoring settings, PPR, half point PPR, or as I have always played, standard, with however many teams are in your league as it relates to what the data says about mock drafts. So I'm looking right now. Let me update this. I might even get over 5,000. No, it's still 4,944 mock drafts between August 6th and August 16th. This is non-PPR. Average draft position for a 12-team league. And yes, I leave tight ends in because all I'm looking here is at the top of the board. And certainly, even in non-mandatory tight end leagues like mine, Travis Kelce, Mark Andrews, just two examples, have value as pass catchers that you can play at the wide receiver tight end flex. So let's just go through the first round based on these 5,000 mock drafts that were done for a 10-day period for a 12-team league. And let's see what the data tells us. I don't think any of you will be surprised. Jonathan Taylor is number one. Derrick Henry, based on this data, is number two. Christian McCaffrey is three, Austin Eckler is four, Dalvin Cook five, Najee Harris six. Now we get to seven, and there's Cooper Kupp. Granted, a lot higher than he went last year, But none of us want to make that mistake again. All those of us who passed on Cooper Kupp last year, and yeah, we're concerned about the Stafford elbow. But Cooper Kupp, number 7 overall, based on this data of nearly 5,000 mock drafts in standard scoring leagues. Here's what I find interesting. The way the data spits out the info. Justin Jefferson is next. Ja'Marr Chase is after that. Now, this doesn't mean in a significant percentage of these near 5,000 fantasy football mock drafts, it doesn't mean they went in this order. It's the average of those near 5,000 mock drafts, and this is fluid. But when you put all the data together, this is what it spits out. And it's fun to talk about because see if you can get ahead of where I'm going with this. First 6 running backs, then Kupp, then Jefferson, then Chase, 7, 8, and 9. I want you to think about your fantasy drafts the last 5 years. And I want you to tell me the last time you remember, whether you were in on it or not, there was a run on wide receivers 3 in a row in the first 9 picks. I don't think there's been one. Not 3 in a row. Not in the first 9. I mean, we had a year there where we discussed this on the podcast as well. You had a decision to make. If you wanted the then very productive Antonio Brown of the Pittsburgh Steelers, clearly the number one wide receiver in fantasy football. Back when Le'Veon Bell was the number one running back in fantasy football. And yet Pittsburgh didn't win shit. Funny, Mike Tomlin never has a losing record, but he sure hasn't won a lot in the postseason recently. They had the best running back and the best wide receiver and certainly didn't get much out of it. And even Ben was still good enough back then. All right, got sidetracked. But you had a decision to make because, yeah, Antonio Brown, who was fine before, after he left Pittsburgh, off the rails. But in Pittsburgh, yeah, he was awesome. If you wanted him in the first 8 picks of the fantasy football draft that particular year, he was going to be there for you. But then that meant you were going to get such a downgrade at RB1 by the time your turn came around again that you had to wonder if it was worth it or not. This was a big conversation we had a handful of years ago. But last year, as part of my philosophy of, yeah, I see equal value in other positions as I do to a majority of guys who are going to be drafted as RB1s. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take the wide receivers that I want. I want their production. I want to make sure I get them. The value is there. and I had other philosophies on what to do at the running back position. And it worked, league champion. But it wasn't like I set off a run. More than anything, I had people saying, what's Todd doing? He has no running backs. But based on this data from fantasyfootballcalculator.com, compiling nearly 5,000 mock drafts over a 10-day period, August 6th to August 16th, it's fantasyfootballcalculator.com. We have a run on wide receivers. Cup, Jefferson, Chase. 7, 8, 9. All right, let's go further. Three running backs went next. I could, Chubb, certainly ESPN's Fantasy Football Now crew won't agree. Joe Mixon, I think that's low. DeAndre Swift, kind of impressed he's that high. Shows people know what they're doing based on what he did last year. And probably with James Robinson coming off the Achilles and a healthy Etienne in front of him because of the Achilles. Yeah, Swift might be the only player on a bad team I'm interested in. So those are the top 12. Then Devontae Adams starts round two. Then Aaron Jones, Javonte Williams. Then Kelsey, first tight end off the board, pass catcher 5. Then Diggs. Then Kamara, who, according to Adam Schefter now, may not be facing any imminent suspension. Then Debo. Josh Allen comes off the board. 8th pick of the second round. Saquon Barkley, no thanks. CeeDee Lamb, Tyreek Hill, Ezekiel Elliott. All right, so 3 wide receivers in a row based on this data at 7, 8, and 9. That's unprecedented for at least the last 5, 6 years. Let's look at total pass catchers selected in the first 2 rounds of a 12-team standard scoring draft. You had 7, 8, and 9, Cup, Jefferson, Chase. Adams starts round 2, there's 4. Kelsey is your 5th. Diggs, 6th. I'm counting them, not their draft positions now. Samuel, 7. Lamb, 8. Tyreek, 9. That's 9 of the top 24 picks. We can even shave off Elliott as the last pick of round 2 and say 9 pass catchers of the top 23 picks. I don't think you'll find that in the last 5-plus years. This should tell you people are becoming more aware of the value of the wide receivers / pass catchers. It is also why I talk about 21st century standard scoring, why PPR isn't necessary anymore. The ball's in the air. The days of the bell cow, Emmitt Smith, and Barry Sanders. Yeah, you have a Derrick Henry. Yeah, you have a big second half from Jonathan Taylor. 9 of the top 23 across 5,000 mock drafts, pass catchers in a standard scoring league. That's almost half of the first 23 picks, and you factor in how one of those players is a quarterback, and it only means of the top 23 picks, only 4 more running backs were selected than pass catchers. The points are there. The value is there. You don't have to take a running back in round 1 and or round 2. You don't. Last year, I didn't take one in round 1, round 2, or round 3. And I won the league. If you make the right selections with your pass catchers early, it can pay off. Their points mean just as much as running back points. And often, those receivers stay healthier than running backs do. There's more juggling at RB1 in the NFL than at wide receiver one, which creates waiver opportunities for you as the weeks go on. Again, Fantasy Football Calculator has a lot of paid content, but I advise you to use their mock draft data that is available for free. You set up the settings however you want them, however you need them. We will be mentioning them again multiple times in the coming weeks. So thanks to fantasyfootballcalculator.com for what they do. It's a very unique and informative service. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters, with a big thanks also to Bill Curry Ford. We'll talk to you next week.